If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back on the air today and to talk about some stuff that really matters, the things that can really change our lives, the things that can make an impact, a very valuable impact, that can offer us positive change and lasting results. On today, I really want to contemplate how we can get the people around us in our life to actually realize our value, to realize the value that we offer by being around, by being in the marriage, by being in the friendship, by being a part of the office work and that sort of thing, and the fact that people around us realize the value that we impart. I find oftentimes people are devalued. I find that often many of my clients voice the fact that they feel devalued. They feel walked on. They feel misunderstood. And on today's show, I want to offer the ways in which we can open the eyes of the people around us. Because I've realized something. I've realized that everything that others realize about us has to begin within us. We have to create the change. We have to create the movement. We have to find that within ourselves. And once we find that within ourselves, and we understand it, and we see it, and we live by it, we begin to radiate those changes in an outward feeling, emotion, strength, power, and people begin to feel that change that we have found. And when they feel that change, oftentimes many people don't know how to take it. They might misunderstand it. They might not understand it. But all in all, over time, people begin to get it. Some people it takes longer than others. Some people it takes a very short amount of time. So, in this show, I'm really going to offer those three things that you can begin doing right now in your life. You got to do it. You got to keep doing it, though. It's not like you can do it one day and then just stop. But as long as you keep on doing it, these things can change your life forever, and they will change your life. If you do this stuff that I'm talking about in today's show, if you start now, in 30 days, you will have already made an impact on yourself, big time, and a lot of the people around you. It's interesting how when we live by example, people begin to follow us. When we live by a certain example, people gravitate to us. And when we live by a certain example, people run from us. So this is a very powerful conversation on this show. You know how I am. I love to talk about things that power us up. Things that make us better humans, better people, better spirits, better everything. And better than that, make us feel better. I would much rather have somebody realize my value and show me respect instead of not realize my value and disrespect me. Life's a lot better the first way around. And so let's begin to talk about that. I think that, you know, everything that others realize has to begin within us, right? That's a big statement there. It's not like we can go buy stuff to assimilate. We have to find it within ourselves, see it, accept it, live by it, okay? And live our life by that mantra. So the first thing I want to talk about is show it, be it, and live it. That's my motto. I'm sticking to it. Show it, be it, and live it. When we live right by our body and our mind and our heart and our soul, we show ourselves and the universe that we actually care about ourselves. The way we show that about ourselves and the way we care about ourselves is directly related to, first off, everything in moderation. You and I both know that binge drinking is not going to help us show ourselves that we love ourselves. Overeating until we're so stuffed that we can't walk is going to do the same thing. You know, finding a bunch of toxic relationships and hanging with them, not going to help us either, you know. So we have to do everything in moderation, and some things we don't even have to do. We don't have to find a bunch of toxic people to hang out with, okay? It's not what I'm looking for, but we have to do everything in moderation to some degree. So that's, you know, working in moderation, you know, playing in moderation, exercising in moderation, downtime and relaxation, and, you know, all those things come into play. You know, another aspect of showing ourselves and being it and living it is creating that healthy diet that can help us to live a long and amazing, healthy life. You know, we can't live an awesome, healthy life without doing what's right for our body, right? Living that life, having that healthy diet. And, you know, I've had many clients ask me, you know, what do you think I should do as far as my diet's concerned? And one of my biggest things is figuring out, you know, what's good for you by understanding, first off, principles of nutrition. You know, it's a big deal to eat plants and protein and to let go of processed food. I mean, processed food is what? Also bread, crackers, chips, let go of fast food, let go of the fried food, right? I know some of y'all are like, oh God, don't take away my fried food. I am, okay? I mean, we're talking about being healthy. Now, if you had a thing of fries once a month or twice a month, it's not going to kill you. That's where I'm talking about the moderation thing. But if you're always getting a cheeseburger and fries, your health is deteriorating, okay? And the way that we determine our diet directly relates to what is important to us and how we feel. Like, I don't eat meat. I don't eat beef or pork, and I rarely eat any chicken. And why is that? It's because I don't feel good when I eat it. One, I'm a big animal person, and it, you know, I'm not going to sit there and throw, you know, my values around in here, but I am going to say, you know, it's hard for me to eat something, you know, like that. And so that's one of the things. The second thing is that, you know, it doesn't make me feel good. You know, digesting meat is very hard on the body, and it doesn't make me feel good. It's very heavy, and it's hard for me to digest. So I kind of rule that out. I can't eat foods with butter and lots of oil in it. I eliminate sauces and creams and all that stuff because of the processing. You know, it takes a lot to process. It takes a lot of work. I like to eat really clean when I eat. So I'll eat fish, a lot of fish, like fish, a lot of vegetables, a lot of salads, because I'm able to process that and I feel good and I feel light. And that's a big deal. I don't like to feel sluggish. When I feel sluggish, it kind of makes me, I don't know, it's just, I can't perform at the level I want to. I don't feel tip-top shape. I feel just kind of sluggish and slow, and it's not a good feeling, okay? So for me, that's important, and I'm sure for many of you out there that are listening, you're feeling the same way. And so maybe, you know, a pescatarian diet, you know, eating fish, you know, maybe a vegetarian diet's good for you, but making sure that you're getting enough protein in your diet as well. Some of you might be meat eaters, you know, but you know what you can eat, but you've really let go of the stuff that's not good for you, you know, that increases your blood sugar, that causes problems, And, you know, and that cause could cause cholesterol issues as well, because we need to think about not only the way we look from the outside, but our internal viewpoint as well, because we want to make sure that, you know, internally our vessels and arteries and all that are at a good age as well. You know, that's important, because those are the things that are going to keep us alive. We've got to be internally healthy too, internally young, to feel good and to look good. You know, another thing that we can do in the Show It, Be It, Live It compartment is to limit our alcohol intake to very little. You know, I know I like to have fun too. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. I like to have fun. And, you know, occasionally I'll have a couple of glasses of champagne at an event or what have you. But I've realized that oftentimes we begin to go down a slippery slope. We begin to drink more because of boredom. We begin to drink more to deal with the discussions or the stress level from our work. We begin to drink more because, well, it's something to do. And so I ask you to begin to analyze, when was the last time you went to an event, or you went out with friends, or you were at home and you overdrank? And the next day you didn't feel great. The next day was sluggish and slow. You were definitely not in tip-top shape at all. Far from it. Felt pretty bad. And didn't you feel like that day was a waste? But also you felt bad and you didn't show yourself that you care. Okay. You know, drinking more and feeling bad and having a hangover and having a headache isn't showing us internally that we care about our body. It's actually showing us quite the opposite, that we're getting a little, you know, out there when it comes to what we need to do versus maybe what we want to do, or just how we've fallen into a pattern. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On this episode of Perspectives, I'm offering you some tips to helping the people around you realize your true value, to be able to recognize it. You know, oftentimes we might be in relationships where it's a marriage or a boyfriend or girlfriend, or maybe it could be a best friend or a friend, or even could be a work relationship where it seems that the people around us devalue us. They take away from our value. They don't see our intrinsic value, and they treat us like that. It's like they don't have as much respect for us, or they don't show us respect. It's kind of like we get the short end of the stick every time. We almost feel like we're the doormat. So how do you get people around you to realize your value? You know, right before the break, I was talking about the concept, show it, be it, and live it. That's the way I live my life. Show it, be it, and live it. We got to show ourselves. That's the part of the show it. Show ourselves, by what we do, show ourselves that we actually care about ourselves. We can't make changes. We can't get respect from other people until we do this. Okay, this is the whole stepping stone. This is how we get there from A to B. So we got to show ourselves that we care. And that begins with doing everything in moderation, creating a healthy diet like I was just talking about. And I was beginning to talking about limiting your alcohol intake. You know, I've realized that oftentimes we get into these like toxic patterns because you're surrounded by a lot of people who drink. And I recently, you'll get a kick out of this, and if you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll kind of laugh about this. So I recently did a cleanse, and I didn't drink for about 21 days, okay? 21 days, and it was interesting, okay? Day one, I had to go to a birthday party, which was fun, and there was a DJ and two stock bars and didn't have anything. And then I had to go to two happy hour things with some folks, and then I went and had dinner with some of my neighbors who opened some really awesome bottles of wine that I couldn't partake in. And it was interesting to see the way that people acted around me. Some people tended to drink more, overdrink. I've never seen it in my life. I mean, like, seriously, like, I'm like, have you had enough yet? Because I think you've had about 15 and I've had none, but whatever. And then there were other people who decided that they were going to drink less. And I thought that interesting, too. Now, I don't know if they drank less because I wasn't drinking, which is probably more of the case, or if they were thinking, why do I need to drink that much? Doesn't really need to. But either way, it doesn't really matter. But I was at the restaurant, and I surveyed the entire room, and I was the only one not drinking. And the restaurant was completely full. The restaurant was completely full. I was the only person in an entirely full restaurant. Every single chair taken, every single booth, every single table, every single seat at the bar taken. Full. That's it. That's all she wrote. I got up to go to the bathroom, and as I surveyed the land, I realized that every single person was drinking. I was the only person that was drinking Topo Chico, okay? And I remember I looked out and there were a couple of people in wheelchairs, and one man couldn't really use his arms and his hands. And so the woman took the Moscow Mule cup up to his mouth with the straw so he could drink his vodka drink. Now, I was beginning to feel kind of like what? Like on my own, like the wolf pack of one. Okay? And it was a really tough deal. I mean, getting up that, doing that, I mean, sticking to it, okay? And I took it day by day. And I'm not saying you got to stop cold, but you got to go on a 21-day cleanse because Burgess did it. But you know what? I learned a lot about myself. It was very powerful. I've really changed my thought process about drinking. The necessary need for drinking is pretty much gone. Yeah, I mean, I'll have a drink now and then, but it's not a big deal. And I can go to events and go to things without drinking. I feel very successful. But anytime something has a hold on you, okay, that's not a good thing. You know, I know that some people, they can't go out because they can't be around alcohol. And I get it. I get it. I mean, when you're recovering and you're sober, you don't want to put yourself in positions that you can relapse. You know, drugs, you know, but we've got to figure out how to get control and how to get power over it. And so that 21 days was just to prove to me that I could. And, you know, I get it. I understand that, you know, from my perspective, I'm not addicted to alcohol. However, it's good to not have a drink. And it's good to clean out my body. And I felt really good about the detox. And that's something that goes hand in hand with showing myself and being honest with myself. It was awesome to do that because it showed me that I could definitely do it. And it also made me feel good about myself. It really did. And it was like winning a race that I'd been running for a while. And I remember, like, as the weeks went by, it was not a big deal at all. But I respected the fact that I was continuing to do it. And I respected the fact that I cared enough to really focus on it. And that really showed myself that I care and I love myself. And I was being it and I was living it. You know, another aspect of showing it and being it and living it is, you know, eliminating drugs in your life. I mean, you know, drugs are one of the things that really get us off target. You know, they get everything topsy-turvy. You know, anything that you take drug-wise will change your brain chemistry. And, you know, from all the research I've done and working with addiction and clients, I know that it's not just easy to get off drugs, but think about the impact that it has on your life, your thought process, your brain, you know, your metabolism, your health. And when we do drugs, it takes away from ourselves, and it shows ourselves that we don't care. It shows ourselves that, you know, we're going to put our body through this mayhem and this harm. And so if you are hooked on drugs right now or alcohol, seeking help, if you know, is a good thing. And I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying to seek help and to, you know, find someone that can help you or a facility or to talk to someone is the beginning of showing yourself that you care about yourself. It's not about just the end result. It's about the journey. When we finally say, hey, I want to do this for myself, it directly shows ourselves, you know what? I do care about me. I do matter. And I'm going to do these things to change my life, to feel better, but to show myself that I actually care. Another aspect of showing it, being it, and living it is eliminating those cigarettes. I know, I used to be a smoker, and I know that if you're a long-time listener, you know that I used to smoke back in the day. And I quit smoking, like, right before the first show back in, like, 2012. I quit smoking right about that time. Actually, I think it was the November before. And, you know, I woke up one day and I said, you know what, I'm done. And it helped because I was kind of under the weather. I had a cold. I woke up kind of sicky. And I was like, you know, I'm going to take this time to not smoke. And I'm going to take this time to get over smoking. And it worked. But, you know, I did something different than most people do because I know how I am. Okay. I know how I am. I'm the kind of person that can drink coffee and it, you know, focuses me, you know, instead of jacking me up. So I don't know if this helps everybody, but I'm sure it's going to help some of you out there. I kept a pack of cigarettes in my car and in my purse at all times. And I know some of you might be like, well, what the heck is that about? But the reason why I did it is I didn't want to ever feel like I didn't have the ability to smoke. I wanted to take it and say I chose not to smoke. And I don't know about you, but anybody that I know that I've worked with that has worked on slowing down the drinking process and quitting drinking, some people don't want it in their house, and other people say, you know what, if I have it, I don't need it. So it kind of depends on the perspective that works for you, and go with that. But that pack of cigarettes was in my car, in my purse, and I remember eventually throwing those away, and man, they were old. They were old. You know, it was funny. Parliament Ultralights. I had gotten to the Parliament Ultralights, you know. I mean, the Capri cigarettes, not as bad as that. I mean, nothing against y'all smoking Capris, but what I'm saying is that I got to that. And, you know, I'm glad that I did. But it took, you know, it took going day by day and telling myself, you know, hey, I don't want to smoke, because smoking does not show myself that I care, because it's not good for me. I mean, we can all sit there and say a couple of cigarettes don't matter, but they're not good for us. And so eliminating that from your life goes a long way to showing your body and explaining to your mind and your heart, hey, I'm loving myself. I'm caring about myself, and I'm going to do what I need to do in my life to prove it to myself that I do care. And when we prove it, the outside world over time begins to take attention. They begin to see it, okay? It doesn't go unseen, I'm here to tell you that. Especially around people that you might have been drinking with or doing drugs with or smoking with. They're the first ones to be affected by it, because they're not going to want to necessarily change. But you never know. Sometimes when we change, it helps other people to discover their value as well. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, two shakes.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about how you can get the people in your life to realize your actual value. Seems that oftentimes the people that we have in our life, what? They devalue us. They devalue us. They don't respect us. They don't treat us right. Whether we're married into a relationship where we're devalued, or in a relationship with a girlfriend or boyfriend, we're devalued. Maybe our own mother or father devalues us, or our friends, or our coworkers, or our boss. When we're devalued, it really takes away from our life, from our quality of life. And we feel as though, well, the world's against us. They can't see our value. They walk all over us. What can we do? Earlier in the show, I was talking about how we can show it, be it, and live it. By showing ourselves directly that we care about ourselves, by doing certain things, we impact a very powerful stance in our life. And it radiates from the inside out, and people realize it because they begin to see that you've made changes to your life, you've gotten rid of a lot of toxic patterns in your life, and then they begin to kind of, they kind of watch. But you can't just do that. The next step on helping people to realize who you are and the value you are to them and the asset is that you choose growth over stagnation, okay? We all want to grow instead of get stuck. And in order to recognize our value, right, and really influence those other people around us, we must grow. We got to push forward our dreams and goals. And one of the things that I find when we don't really care about ourselves and we're actually devaluing our own self is that we don't work to grow our dreams and goals. We're not working at it at all. We're not. We're letting a lot of things get in the way. We're letting a lot of things get in the way of our value, get in the way of what we need to do. We're allowing people, toxic relationships, toxic situations, distractions to take over our life and to stop us from living the life that we need to live, okay? When we begin to take ownership of that and say, hey, I want to achieve this. This is important to me. All of a sudden, our life does begin to change. Do we have to work for our goals and dreams? Yes. But first off, we have to accept the fact that we have them, and then we have to get rid of those distractions in our life that prevent us from doing them. And that's a big deal. And distractions can come in the form of activities, drugs, alcohol, toxic relationships. All those types of things are big distractions. Partying all the time, clubbing all the time. All those things can become distractions that get in the way of doing things that are good for us. Another thing that we can do in order to grow instead of stagnate is to surround ourselves with people who add to our life instead of the people that actually detract from our life. I know, it sounds very simple, and it is very simple, so why is it so hard for us to do? Well, the reason why it's so hard for us to do is why? Because we don't see our value. We surround ourselves by people who detract from us because we actually don't feel like we're really that worthy. I mean, we're used to people talking negative or being rude, being condescending, taking away from our power, telling us how we're no good or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a direct insult. It can just be, kind of a backdoor insult. And we're used to taking that and accepting it. It's the way of life. So that's who we spend time with. Well, I'm not accepting that in my life. I've been there. I've done that. I did not buy the t-shirt. I did not get the keychain, and I am not getting the koozie, okay? No. I'm just not doing it. And the reason I did it in the past was because I didn't see my value. I didn't understand my value. I was buying into the bill of goods that people were selling me, that I was, not that special, and that I was lucky to have those people around me. Yeah, all the BS that we buy into. And then when, as I began to realize my value by doing what's right for me and by being clear-headed and by, you know, doing the healthy things and choosing healthy choices and working toward my dreams and goals, I realized very quickly the people around me who were there to derail me, to detract me, to disorient me, and I was giving them the power. It's not like they showed up to do their evil doings. I mean, they played a role in it, but I did too. I did too. They can't put a spell on me. I mean, you know, unless I'm part of it, going, wow, this is cool, you're awesome. Yeah, I love this spell. This is great. No, I had to realize, and I had to take my life and put it in my own hands and say, you know what? There's some people that I like for whatever reason, some very codependent relationships, some very toxic. I need to figure out why that is. I need to get to the bottom of that. And that goes back to, well, most of us, our childhood and things that we've been through or our self-esteem issues that we have. We need to get to the bottom of that. And once we do that, then it's easy to say, you know what? I love you. I care about you, but I got to let you go, or I got to move on, or just, you know, simply move on without saying anything and figure it out. We don't always have to make an entrance or an exit with everybody all the time. Sometimes it can just be implied. Another way to grow is to stop the cycle of falling into the toxic patterns. Oh, yes, we're going to talk a little bit about toxic patterns or toxic activities that take us away from what is most important in our life. These toxic patterns I talk about, or these toxic relationships, is what gets in the way of a lot of us living our true life, okay? I know some of you out there go, you know what, Ashley, you're preaching to the choir, okay? If I find another toxic, wounded person, if I got to save another person, if I got to go through this again, I'm going to become a monk, or I'm going to become a nun, because I've had enough. Okay. Well, first off, these cycles and these patterns started a long time ago. I recently did a video on YouTube and on the Good Men Project about narcissistic parents. Are your parents narcissistic? And I know some of you go, what? But let me define it in a better title. Do you find yourself in codependent relationships? Do you tend to find yourself in toxic relationships being devalued all the time? If so, you need to watch that video, because you probably came from a household who devalued you as well. Okay, the reason why this happens is that was the pattern that began. That was what you were involved in. You walked into this world into that, and you know what that means? You didn't know it was bad or anything. You just knew it was normal. That's just the way you were brought up. It's normal. That normalcy goes through our adulthood. Do you see what I'm saying? And we keep replaying that normalcy over and over and over again, even though it's unhealthy. So we got to get right with ourselves, and we got to see what stuff we're holding on to since we were a child, and stop those cycles of toxic behavior and patterns, but also to stop those activities who are really getting in the way of us living our true life. I mean, we can't sit there and do drugs and drink and overdrink and all that stuff and think that we're going to live our true life, because, one, that's going to get in the way of our progress. It's going to stagnate us, okay? We're going to end up spending a lot of time with people who value that as well. Probably a lot of people who can't control it, okay? And what happens then is we are a product of what we surround ourselves with, okay? We really are. And I didn't realize until, you know, 10 years ago, the power of our environment and the people we spend time with. And it directly correlates to our life. So if we're spending time with a lot of overachievers, you know, we're spending time with a guy that invented some sort of laser and another guy who came up with the, you know, the cure for cancer, and Elon Musk. I'm sure we're going to be doing pretty well. Not only financially, but mentally, and as far as creating some amazing stuff, and as far as work is concerned. And I mean, we're going to create a lot of stuff. Now, I'm not going to sit there and talk about depression or anxiety or any of that, but I'm going to say we're going to be in a good group of people that are doing things to change the world, right? Okay. On the other side, if we're hanging out with people who are constantly doing drugs and alcohol and maybe sex addiction and all this and gambling, our life is going to begin to kind of go in a negative way. by the wayside, because we're going to be spending time with people who have already devalued their life, okay? Because, I know it. When I talk to folks who are dealing with drug addiction, they've decided to come to terms with the fact that they don't want to do drugs anymore. They have stopped, but now they need help. They need support. They need guidance. They need rehab. They need treatment. You know, the thing is that they had an epiphany that they knew that they didn't want to keep doing this because it was killing them, okay? But until you get to the point and some sort of awareness or spiritual awakening to get that and to actually take the time to stop doing it, you don't see it. And so if we're surrounding ourselves with people who are doing a lot of toxic activities and that's part of their life, we need to really realize that and ask ourselves, not about judging them, but asking ourselves, why are we spending time with people who are devaluing themselves? What does that say about us? And what does that internally say to us subconsciously about our internal value as well? We owe it to ourselves to better ourselves. We owe it to ourselves to grow and to, instead of stagnate. So we must find the faults. We must find the weaknesses, figure out how to work with them, and let them go. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm offering you the three things that you can do to help the people around you see your true value. If you're feeling as though you are being devalued by the people that are supposed to love you, then this show will help you change your life forever as long as you follow these three tips and live by them daily. You know, right before the break, I was talking about growth over stagnation. And how we have to continue to grow, we have to keep putting ourselves out there, surrounding ourselves by people who add to our life instead of detract, pushing forward and seeing our dreams and goals and working toward them and not allowing a lot of distractions and drama to get in the way, because that distractions and drama, they can get in the way. And last but not least is stopping the cycle of falling into those toxic patterns and those toxic activities that take us away from what's important in our life. All these things are crucial, extremely crucial, for us to show ourselves the value, for us to show it, to be it, and to live it. We can't expect the people around us to value us if we don't value ourselves. Do you see what I'm saying? You can't get somebody to do something for you that you're not doing for you. It doesn't work that way. Our universe works in a cycle. Okay? You give and get, give and get, give and get, that kind of thing. You know, it's the same thing. If I give myself respect, true respect, not some sort of narcissistic insecurity. I'm talking about in true respect. By caring about myself and spiritually growing and doing the right thing and taking care of myself, then I'm going to show myself respect and I'm going to show myself love. Therefore, then other people around me, as I do this over time, will begin to see that, and they will do what? They will respect me too, because that's the cycle we're running in, because that's what we're doing here. Okay, it's the new 3.0 or 10 or X or whatever you want to talk about it. 10.0 program that we're running here, and then all of a sudden it changes the game plan. You see what I'm saying? Last but not least, the thing that you want to employ is being self-aware. Being self-aware. When we're aware, self-aware of our strengths and our weaknesses, it changes the dynamic. I'm talking about being honest with ourselves. When you're self-aware, you're working on yourself, you're bettering yourself, you're being honest, you're being real. And I'm not just talking about in front of other people now. Some of you, you know, I've done it too. I've gotten right with myself. I've gotten right with myself. Some of us, including me at one time, wasn't always doing what's right. I wasn't always taking care of myself. You know, maybe I was arguing with my spouse, and not treating that with the right respect that I needed to. Maybe I was eating a bunch of fried food at home and hiding it. Okay, there's a lot of things we're doing. Maybe having a few more drinks. Right? All this stuff devalues ourselves. And so it's not about doing in front of everybody. It's about doing that, but it's about employing that same lifestyle behind closed doors. And you know what that means when we do the same thing behind closed doors as we do in front of other people and it's the right thing to do? It means that we're walking the walk and we're talking the talk. So we're not only talking the talk, we're also walking the walk, okay? It's easy to talk about stuff. It's easy to talk, oh yeah, I'm vegan. Oh yeah, I've gotten this new vegan diet and I'm doing this and that. And next thing you know, they go home and eat a bunch of fried mushrooms and some steak and hide it from everybody. But in public, everybody thinks they're like this vegan. No, you can't do that. Because when we lie about stuff like that and we're not being genuine behind closed doors, where there's a little bit of guilt there and some shame that we're not seeing, that guilt and shame adds up. What does that guilt and shame do? Because we're going antithetical to what we're telling people we're doing, right? And that guilt and shame adds up, and it adds up, and it festers, and it festers, and it festers. And what does it do? It undermines our value of ourselves. It begins for us to begin to start devaluing ourselves, right? Because we're being guilty and we're shaming ourselves. And then what happens? We go down that slippery slope, right? And then we devalue ourselves. So why do we expect people around us to value ourselves if we're devaluing ourselves? I mean, it's a big deal. You see people all the time coming out on the internet talking about, you know, they do this and they do that. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why some people have been exposed for not doing the right thing is that they were preaching all this stuff, but then they weren't doing it. You can't preach to people and then not do the right thing. It's like the minister preaching about how you need to be, you know, monogamous in your marriage and all that good stuff. And then you find out that the preacher's been screwing everybody. That's not good. And people, when they find out about that preacher doing that, they want to expose it. Because you can't go around preaching stuff that you don't do on your own. Okay? It doesn't work that way. You got to do it. And I'm just saying, the reason why you have to do it is it doesn't really matter what other people think about you. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters to a lot of us, some of us, but it's like it's more about how do you feel about you? Because you can't compartmentalize that. You can't act one way in public and act another way in private. It doesn't work that way. It's going to get into everything you do. And we as humans have a difficult time compartmentalizing stuff. Doesn't happen. No matter how strong you think you are, well, it's just not going to happen. I mean, over time, it causes everybody to break. You know, last but not least, when we're doing this and being self-aware, is we want to live by the motto. It's not about being better than others. It's about being better than we were yesterday. And isn't that the truth? It's not about being better than others. It's about being better than we were yesterday. But before I leave today, before I get off the air and you listen to another show or you go on with your daily life, I want to share with you some fine print. Yeah, anytime you make changes in your life, there's going to be changes. Anytime you change the way you treat yourself and other people change the way they treat you directly related to the way you change, there's going to be changes. Some of these changes might be very pleasant. Other of these changes in the beginning might be very challenging to deal with. Some people will gravitate to you because of your outside demeanor. Some people are going to gravitate to you because of the changes that you've made and how powerful and peaceful that they feel around you and they can feel off of you. Others, on the other hand, will walk out of your life. They will walk out because they can no longer hold you down, put you down, or keep you down because you're not agreeing to it, because it takes two to tango. Remember one thing, it's a two-way street. When you realize your power and your value and you act upon it, you stop giving your power away. I hope that this helps you to be even more powerful and to power up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,